Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Just want to let you know, this is a kind of an emergency filler episode we're doing today and on Saturday. It takes place in the Grayscale universe. It's in Port Avalon, but it doesn't really feature any of the player characters you know. We're calling this a Meanwhile episode, so it kind of happens concurrent with the main story, but not necessarily directly tied to it. And we also don't use Monster of the Week. We used a different system called Bubble Gumshoe. It's a gumshoe system. It's just a vastly different game. And I think if we're all of us are being fair about it, we don't do it right, because, you know, we just needed kind of a one-off episode. So we built characters, followed all the rules for character creation, mostly, and then played the game and kind of followed the rules, but really just kind of did some collaborative storytelling together, and I think it turned out pretty great. I love the characters they made. They're fun. They exist in the world now. A lot of the relationships they develop exist in the world now, so I don't know, maybe just some like gameplay powered world building is what we can call this. So all that to say, if you have a hankering to play Bubble Gumshoe, please don't take our example here as a proper actual play of the system, because like I said, we did it wrong. Also, if you are a Gumshoe fan and you're very familiar with this system, I am so sorry. Please be gentle to us. What you're hearing today is the character creation, and then on Saturday, you'll hear the entire story. So, enjoy this little meanwhile in Old Miller's Theater. Alright, so we're going to dive into this. We've mostly made characters off screen. We have to do a few other little touches, specifically things like relationships. As I already talked about, we're using the Bubblegum Shoe system. None of us have played this, and most of us don't even know it. Like, some of us have heard Let's Plays about it, or actual plays about it, and that's it. So, best of luck to us all. We're going to start off, we're going to go down the list that I'm looking at in our chat right now. So, Alan, Alice, Joe, Melissa. We're going to go down like that. Y'all are going to tell us what you got about your character so far, and then we'll go back around and we'll start doing relationships and things like that. Okay?
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Alan, who are you?
I am playing Cecilia Hannigan, but you can call her Cece. She's 12 years old, and she attends Tobias Sharp Middle School. She's on the math team in the Quiz Bowl. She is an African-American student with smooth braided hair, big round glasses, and always has a book. She is kind of your archetypical nerd.
All right. Very, very good. Okay. So what is Cece kind of best at?
Well, she is really good she's really good at remembering things she learned in school. She also really likes to do research. She is kind of that kind of nerd that when she hears something, she wants to go in and look at it for herself. She's really good at dealing with grownups as well, and kind of making negotiations and barters. But kind of the secret side of Cece is that she loves computers. She loves like coding, and she's learned hacking and that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's Cece in a nutshell.
All right. Alice, who are you?
I am playing as Nettle Shop, as in Tobias Shop from the school name. She is 13. I haven't decided if she's an orphan or if her biological parents are like in jail or something, but she's basically a ward of the school. She's been collectively raised and adopted by all of the teachers together. She lives in a different teacher's house each week. She's kind of a jock slash problem child. She's not really a full delinquent, but she gets in trouble pretty regularly. But she's like if you get a jock but then make them the teacher's pet, because all of the teachers are basically her parents. She calls them on like all like mom and dad. As for club, she's in basically all of them because, again, the teachers want to keep an eye on her. And she's mostly good at like athletics and physical things.
Okay. Very nice. Joe, who are you?
Hi. So I want to get this right out of the way, because my experience with teenage girls is at least in America, is exclusively from media. So I will throw that out right away. So I am playing Layla Melrose. Her parents are big Eric Clapton fans. She is a cheerleader, kind of the archetypical mean girl type thing. She's got kind of like a shaved side pixie cut, blonde hair. And for things she is good at, she has a lot of interpersonal skills. She's very good at talking down to all of her peers. If there were a mechanic for like getting into social fights, she's very good at that. She's also got pretty good athletics because she is a cheerleader. And her highest stat is basically fashion, because hell yeah, that's basically what I got from all of those movies that I watched once.
All right, very nice. And Melissa, who are you?
I am playing Stephanie St. Stevens. She is 13. She is a theater kid, a diehard future actress. She does everything she can at the school and everything she can at the Harland Walker Community Arts and Athletics Center, where she has been the kid in every play since she was like 5 years old. She wears a beret and a scarf year round, even in the summer. We are in Oregon, so I imagine that might be manageable. She's incredibly dramatic. She's very affectionate to her friends, but she's also very self-centered. Like, she will not notice if something's going on. You have to like take her by the shoulders and shake her and tell her something is going on. But then she will like completely do everything she can.
Awesome. Very, very good. So we're going to start in on making some relationships here. I don't know how much of this is going to get edited out for. In fact, you know what? There's good odds I might do this very similar to how they do some of these character building things on very random encounters. Which is
I love that show.
It's a good show. You should go listen to it. So relationships, you have a actual factual heap of points to spend on relationships. Mm-hmm. Now, critically, these relationships are not between like you four. They're between.
But they can be, right?
These are mainly just members of the supporting cast.
Okay.
In fact, they shouldn't be between each other, because you don't just want to tell someone else at the table that y'all are loves. That's not fun.
True.
If that happens during gameplay, great. Good job. Go team, go. I do want to remind everyone that we are playing middle schoolers and not the high schoolers that this game is kind of aimed at. So we'll adjust on the fly. Relationships fall into three categories in Bubblegum Shoe. Loves are best friends, close relatives, and romantic partners who feel strongly about the character and who are committed to them. We're probably nixing the romantic partners angle because 12-year-old. Fair? Mm-hmm. Everyone fine with that? Mm-hmm. That's a territory I don't really want to touch. Likes are friends or friendly contacts that the character has like done a solid for in the past. And these are the kind of people who'd be willing to like go out on a limb a time or two for the character. And my personal favorite one, hates, are people who cannot stand your character and take the time to make things hard for them. I'm very excited about this. So what you're going to do is basically you're going to be like, this is not necessarily how you feel about this person. It's about how the NPC feels about your character. you can have it going both ways, but the actual like love, like, or hate is from the NPC side towards you. So what y'all are going to do, we need to establish just a couple things about each relationship. The name, the nature, and the tag. So the nature is like, love, or hate. And the tag is just like kind of an elaboration on why they fit into that category. Points is how many of the massive heap of points you're putting into this relationship. The more you put in, kind of the stronger and more prominent that character should be in the story and in your character's life. The ability is something that that person can offer to your character. It should be from the general abilities list. So let's say someone wanted to establish a relationship with an older brother who can drive. Their ability would be driver. A location is where this NPC is at home. We're not doing town creation because we already have a town. It's Port Avalon. So this is kind of like, where are they kind of at rest? Where can you typically find them? If this was a 1980s movie and you wanted to have like an older brother character, they'd probably be at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ready to try to build some relationships?
I have ideas, but no names.
Okay.
I have some names.
I have two for sure.
Okay. Let's start then with Cece. Give me your first name.
My dad.
Okay.
So my father, I think I want him to be like a repairman. Like he's really good with his hands. He does kind of a lot of maybe even auto mechanic, but he also can do like home repair and things. He's a handyman. And that's kind of his business. He built his own business from the ground up. And so I think the ability that's going to be tied with my dad is repair.
Okay. I dig that. How many points are you putting into your dad?
3.
Okay.
And it's a love relationship.
All right.
Because he my daddy. And I'm very much a daddy's girl. What else am I missing?
Okay. I want to read you a quick line here, so we might go back and change that. The number of build points you invest in a relationship lets you know how important that character is to your character, as well as how much you can call on this person for help in a given session. So the higher the points that you dump into it, like the more important this person is. If Cece's dad is like the most important person in her life, you might want to put more than 3 points in.
Well, see, the other thing is I wanted to do one for her mom.
Okay.
So maybe 4 for each, because that would give me 7 points to play with.
Okay. It's up to you.
So I'll do that. And then my mom is a nurse.
Okay.
So I think hers is going to be first aid.
Okay. I dig that. And you're doing 4 points for her as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other relationships you're going to build?
I think I'm an only child. So I think I'm just going to leave it here. And that would give me 7 points floating. So
okay,
that means I can build relationships as we go, right?
Yes. And I do want to tell you right now, during the build section, if you want to take a hate relationship, then that relationship automatically starts at a 3 and you get to add 3 points to your floating pool.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm going to take a hate.
Okay. Who do you who the does school bully Cece hate? Okay.
I have a bully.
Who's that?
Honestly, it sounds like Joe's character. Joe, do you have like a BFF or somebody who's just...
Oh. Her name is Miranda.
Cool. I will write that down as well.
And here's the thing. Miranda moved here from LA.
And she fucking hates nerds.
You nerds should be doing all of my homework. I'm from LA. I am going to be an actress. My daddy has a production company. We're only up here to film a show.
Do I need to assign an ability for her?
No.
Okay. So Miranda is at a 3 and she hates me.
Yes. So here's a fun little bit of rules that we'll probably get into later. If you defeat someone in a social throwdown, if you defeat someone who hates you, you gain extra cool points.
Nice.
All right. Let's jump to Nettle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know about the skills associated with them.
Okay, we can help you.
I have two loves. First off, okay, the math teacher, Mr. Jackson with an M.
Aww.
Okay.
Who is like one of the two teachers that I think is the most central as like her parents. Then there's the art teacher who is called Mr. Check, who is, so I have two and one in those. Then there is a like, then that's a, that is actually the person that I think out of these that Nettle is the most invested in, because like the math and art teacher, those aren't really things that she likes. But the gym teacher, whose name is Miss Tethys, written T-E-T-H-Y-S.
Okay.
Nettle loves her, and she's just kind of like, yeah, Nettle's okay. I think she joined the teachers, like, she was a relatively recent hire a couple years ago, so she wasn't, like, really involved in raising Nettle. And I have a hate. One person, I think, who really, really hates Nettle. And I don't know their name, but it's a nerd kid.
Okay, so we need a nerd?
Yes. Can anyone think of a nerd that would hate Nettle?
His name is Ralph.
Ralph. Oh, fucking Ralph.
Can he be one of Cece's, like, best friends?
Like, Cece, I don't think would associate with anyone who's just, like, mean.
I don't think he's mean. I think he's just, like, maybe slightly justifiably thinks Nettle is like one of those people who hates nerds.
Oh, hold on. I have an option for you here. What if his mm-hmm. name is Ralph Tethys?
Oh, oh God.
Ooh.
What if Miss Tethys is like a pretty young lady and this is like her kid brother?
Oh, I like that. Yes.
And ooh, and if he is friends with Cece, like, she doesn't see this. She doesn't see when he's ugly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because
I love this.
Because Ralph Good. Is just, Ralph is jealous, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What was this about skills that I need to assign to this?
Okay, abilities. So look at the general abilities list. You want to look at things you don't have and mm-hmm. think about which of these kind of could offer you access to those. Like, would Mr. Jackson or Mr. Check be willing to drive Nettle somewhere? Things like that.
I think Miss Tethys might be willing to drive. I think Jackson might be willing to do computers.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to throw a very interesting thing in here. I think. And I'm going to have Mr. Check do sneaking.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Ooh, that is neat.
Okay. Things are shaping up here. I dig it. Okay. I like that so much. We don't assign any skills to Ralph because Ralph.
Because Ralph is an ass.
All right. Joe, I'm sorry. I'm very bad with names. What is your character's name?
Layla.
Yes. Okay, so what are Layla's relationships? And what's her last name?
Melrose.
Melrose. Of course.
Once again for Matt, that's Layla Melrose.
Thank you. So what are Layla Melrose's relationships?
Yeah, so, I mean, we have Miranda, who I'm sure has a second name, that if I just keep, like, you know, trying to buy time, someone will yell out a name that's good.
I mean, it's Reese. It's Miranda Reese.
Got it. Cool.
Okay. Is that a like or a love?
Remember,
not romantic.
Yeah. I think because I have two loves already, I will put in a like just to play around with that aspect.
Cool. How many points are you giving her?
She has... Why have I written in pen and gone over? Two.
Cool. What ability does she offer?
So you already said that it's a good idea to give them abilities that aren't things you have already, but since the basics of why this character now exists, I'm just going to put it down as Throwdown, because she's just kind of like, she's like the best friend group that's like also ready to throw down on nerds.
Is she basically like your muscle almost? Like you sick her on people?
Social muscle?
She is my in-school social muscle. I have literal out-of-school muscle. We'll get onto him in a second.
Oh god, Layla is terrifying. Okay, tell me about your next person then.
Yeah, so we have Eric Melrose, who is Layla's older brother, who is a quarterback at Mallory High. This is a love relationship, and his ability is fighting. You know, because if someone...
Are you sure he's not a linebacker?
I don't know sports. So yes, Matt. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think that's the pause of what is football. Oh, sorry. Linebackers are the really big guys that hit each other for the entire game of football.
So that one.
Okay. How many points are in this?
I put 4 into him.
Awesome. Okay. And who is... You got anyone else?
Yeah, I've got 2 more. So I have Olivia Melrose, who is Layla's surviving parent.
Didn't we only have... Did we only have 5 points in relationships?
No, 15. You have 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're required. Yeah,
you have to do 5, but you have up to 15.
Yeah, so okay. We can go back and adjust some of your points here in a second. Okay.
So
how many points is Olivia?
Olivia is 1. I've got written down in her description that Olivia, at least to Layla, is a lawyer first and a mother second. And the ability that's tied to her is town law.
Oh, that's very good. Oh my gosh, that's very good.
And I have 1 more because I have to do a hate. I just have to.
Okay.
So this is also one of Layla's friends. She is another member of the cheerleading squad. But Layla is the captain. So, of course, there is innate jealousy to the vice captain, who is Abigail Heath.
Abigail Heath. That's very good as well.
And there's a
that's a good 3 name. In there. Mm-hmm.
3? Yeah, that's automatically a 3. All right. That's, oh my gosh, that's so freaking good. Alice, do we need to adjust any of the points on yours?
Oh, yeah. In that case, I'll do 6 to Jackson, 3 Ooh. To Check, and 4 to Tethys.
Okay. Cool. That's very, very good. Okay. Melissa.
I have 4 relationships. I've decided my mom, Sheila, is the general manager of the community center.
Cool.
So that's how I got involved with theater so young and taking like every enrichment class they've ever had there.
Okay. And sorry, real fast. Remind me of the last name.
St. Stephens.
St. Stephens, right.
Mm-hmm. What was the first name?
Stephanie.
I love it's a super God. That's a superhero.
Yup.
It's a total stage name too.
Oh yes, but it's so good.
Okay, how many points did you put into Sheila?
I put 6 points into Mom, and the skill I get from her is intuition. I think where Stephanie is very self-centered and just tunnel visioned, her mom's a lot more calm and can sort of point her in different directions she would not have seen on her own.
Oh, that's very, very good. Okay, who else you got?
I have my best friend, Ron. Okay. I am putting 5 like points into him.
Does he have a last name?
I don't know. Something real corny.
Possible. No, not
Weasley. Yep.
That's trademarked, Alan.
Well, so is possible.
What if his last name is just like Man? Ron Man.
Ron Man. I like that.
Ron Man is very good.
You can spell it M-A-N-N-E if you want, but it's Ron Man.
I love that. I love Ron Man. Okay, he's my best friend. And more than that, He has been my counterpart in, like, every show I've ever done. We have played love interests, like, little kid love interests, like those two kids in The Music Man, over and over again. He is my partner in things, and the skill I get from him is cool. When I'm freaked out about something, I can call Ron up on the phone, and he's like, Stephanie, remember who you are. Remember your past. Remember our future as star performers.
Oh, man. High school's going to be
rough. And he throws a rose when you get in trouble?
I think he's a giant nerd, though. But, like, he calms me down. He is my center.
Oh, he's going to be that guy who, like, in high school, definitely, like, cosplays tuxedo mask to try to win favor with Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
All right. Does Stephanie have any more relationships?
Yeah, she has a relationship with the theater teacher, Mrs. Beardsley. That's 4 points in like. And I think what she gets from Mrs. Beardsley is preparedness. Like, every time she's got a break between classes, she just runs to Mrs. Beardsley's room. And they, like, hang out and they talk. And she probably can grab anything she needs out of Mrs. Beardsley's, like, little closet office, like, oh no, my shoelace broke. Oh, I've got extra shoelaces in there, honey, don't worry. Oh, I forgot to pack my lunch. Well, here's a can of soup and a can opener and a bowl and a spoon for you. Like, she's that teacher that just has stockpiled everything over years and years of being in that same classroom.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you going to have a hate?
Yes. I'm going to hate a girl named Bianca Robard, who is...
Oh my god.
If I'm in 7th grade, let's say she's in, like, 10th grade, and we have been in some... In, like, the high school. We're not even in the same building. And, like, we've been in some community theater productions before, and Bianca has been nice to Stephanie, but Stephanie only sees Bianca as a rival, and Bianca is not aware of this.
Ooh.
Like... Soon enough, we are going to be into the same school, and I am not letting you have all the leads. Those are mine. And there's just this innocent girl minding her own business up there in the high school. And she does not know a reckoning is coming for her.
Doesn't know. Probably doesn't care. Mm-hmm. This is so interesting. Okay. Very good. Okay. So, let's go over just a couple things that are kind of how this game operates. Oh, wait, we need to do a couple more things. We've already kind of talked to it. Y'all have already kind of talked to us. So we're going to cover our backgrounds and our drives next. There are a couple things that define your background. The first is your socioeconomic class. So, like, upper class, a working stiff, wrong side of the tracks, middle class, all that kind of stuff. The second part of this is your clique. So you're kind of your natural friendships, your social base. We've already talked about some of these, but we just want to clarify them. This is jocks, cheerleaders, nerds, stoners, all that. So the third part of this is clubs. So, like, school clubs. It's something that's not exactly your social class or your clique. Like an outside activity, something like that. Let's just run through those real fast. Cece, what is your class?
I would say that her parents are middle class. Her dad is a handyman, so he kind of takes jobs as they come. But her mom is a nurse at the local hospital.
Okay.
So, like, she her work is steady. She's salary, that kind of stuff. But her dad works from home, has his little business, but it also, when Cece was younger, let him kind of do the stay-at-home dad thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they're middle class.
Okay. What clique does... I think we already know the answer to this.
Oh, come on. She's a nerd.
She's a nerd. And what clubs?
Math team and quiz bowl.
Alan, that hurts me to... To even hear
and I want to say that Mr. Jackson, and please, you know, please, please, Alice, if this is stepping on your toes, mm-hmm. that Mr. Jackson is the coach.
Oh, absolutely.
For both, for math team and quiz bowl.
I love this because that gives me an excuse for Nettle to occasionally join in on the activities and be really bad at them.
That's fantastic. Let's go over to Nettle. What is Nettle's socioeconomic class?
She's raised by a bunch of teachers together, so working class.
I imagine that they have a like a CPS agent that is basically not on the take, but is very kindly turning a blind eye until Nettle comes of age and can like inherit the trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, man, she would be in the spooky haunted orphanage outside of town so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we also pretty well know what clique Nettle's in, and that is the jocks, correct?
I think she is, if any, she's in the jocks, but I think this is also one of those cases where, like, because she's a teacher's pet, she doesn't really fit in perfectly.
Okay.
But yeah, mostly jocks.
All right. And what clubs, if any, is she a part of?
She is officially part of the track club. Is that how, what that's called?
Track team? Yeah.
Yeah. But she, because the teachers lead the clubs, she's joined in on basically every club at least two times.
Oh, man.
So the teachers can keep an eye on her.
Oh, man. A couple of months ago, y'all's 4-H shed was wrecked.
Destroyed.
Yep.
Okay. Layla, what's your socioeconomic class?
So I think I'm going to go upper class.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep. It has to.
And what click?
Gee, if only there were a cheerleader clique stated in the book.
You know, it's right there in pretty bold letters. What clubs, if any, is she a part of?
I think because, like, the clique already kind of determines what she does outside of school while still being in school. Like, there's no real point in saying, like, this is the club she's in, because it's pretty obvious.
Okay. This can also be something like outside in the town. Like, is she part of a church group? Is she, like, involved in, I don't know, some, like, beauty pageant or something? I don't want to pigeonhole her here.
This yeah. Is
like, I'm just spinning ideas off.
I mean, okay, so I think because we're playing like 12, 13-year-olds, we're officially / legally too young for a job. Yes. But she definitely does like part-time at one of the larger like clothing shops at the mall. She's basically like put down as consultant of hottest items to order, but like she's not officially an employee. If anything, it's just like she spends her time there and is definitely not paid. Don't look into that at all.
She's not paid in air quotes, but sometimes she's allowed to take home some merchandise.
Yeah.
I dig that. Okay, so consultant. Oh gosh, she came up with this because of her mom, didn't she?
No. Never.
How dare.
So as I type this out, what I'm typing for her is consultant at, in quotes, fashionable store in the mall for the children.
I'm sure it has a great name that people who are very creative actually come up with your own idea of what it's called in your mind as you're listening to this, because I have nothing.
Whatever you think a teen of today would shop in.
All I'm thinking is Carter's, but that's for like babies.
Wow, no.
Strawberry Republic.
Ooh, that's cute.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Decided.
Oh man, they have been in a legal battle with Banana Republic for years. All right, Stephanie, what's your socioeconomic class?
I think she is middle class, maybe a tiny nudge up above that, only in that, like, she probably has a big house that is the decided hanging out house within her friend group. I think her mom loves to play hostess. She's a dad, too. Her dad's not dead. I just haven't decided anything important about him. He's around.
Okay. And what is Stephanie's clique?
It's definitely theater kids. That defines, like, her entire life inside and outside of school. And oh, so yeah. For club, I put down that she's really involved at the community center. Which is, it's for the community, so I imagine she has at least a passing acquaintance with a lot of different people of all kinds of ages and backgrounds.
All right, well, that's fantastic. Drives. So here's the thing. To be teen detectives, you have to really, really want to stick your nose where it doesn't belong. So your drive is kind of a fundamental personal quality that drives you into mystery solving. Now, I do want to stress, this is Port Avalon where weird stuff happens and most of the normal people in town just kind of laugh it off, sweep it under a rug, don't acknowledge it. If you're familiar with this phrase, have Sunnydale syndrome where they don't yes. have peripheral vision and don't have retention of memories. If they're not looking at something, it doesn't exist. That's kind of everywhere. So these aren't likely going to be recurring characters in our main story. This is just kind of a meanwhile back at the ranch kind of deal where, you know, there's other people in this city and we're trying to explore what's how they're reacting to what's going on in the big story. So we don't have to go nuts on this. But these drives are supposed to be things like hates not knowing, friendship, lovesickness, maybe not that one, sense of justice, fairness, family code, risk taker, things like that. So here's how this works kind of mechanically. If you make a decision for your character where you're like, well, this is a dangerous and dumb decision, but I have to follow my drive, you get cool points for it.
Nice.
So that's kind of the up and down of this. However, if you ignore your drive because it might be stupid or dangerous, I might take cool points away from you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So let's start up at the top once more with Cece. What is Cece's drive?
I think it's at once very, very dangerous, but also kind of obvious. Her drive is insatiable curiosity. As a handyman, her dad has taught her that, you know, there's always a way to fix a problem. Even if other people can't see it, you can always fix something. And her mom is kind of the opposite school, is that sometimes not everything can be fixed, but you have to fix what you can. So she's always super curious about how to solve problems and, you know, how things work and how things put together. So I think her drive is insatiable curiosity and she gets it from her parents.
I dig that so much. Nettle, what is your drive?
Can her drive be something like not knowing where she belongs?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
And I think I just realized something while you were talking about it being Port Avalon, which is that I missed an opportunity by saying that her parents are either dead or in jail. I think nobody knows. They just never tell her.
Parents are ghosts.
Then honestly, and whenever someone brings up the subject, they change the subject in a really weird way.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh no, Mr. and Mrs. Sharp were. Oh, hey, no, you know what's really fun?
We're gonna be such
good
friends, and I'm gonna hug you a lot.
You know what's really fun though?
Mm-hmm.
Aisha's gonna meet the Sharps in a couple episodes, I think. I'm going to leave that in as a nice little teaser that y'all have a little bit of context for and our listeners don't yet. Stay tuned. Not knowing where you belong is an incredible drive, and I love it. All right. Layla, what's your drive?
Yeah, so Layla's drive is, apart from, like, being raised by a single parent, like, everything in her life is going fucking great. So the reason she has for, like, looking into all of the weird stuff that goes around in the city is security. Because she has everything going for her, but if something weird happens that makes screw with all that, she wants to be there to stop it.
Oh, she's gonna grow up to be just an absolute devil of a hunter, isn't she?
Maybe.
I also chose those words very carefully. All right, that's, I dig that, and I dig the reasoning behind that. That's very, very, very good as well. Stephanie, what's your drive?
Stephanie's drive is to know the full story behind something so that then she can tell that full story to other people.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay.
It's like a journalist, but mm-hmm. theater journalist.
Yeah, theater journalist.
That is exactly how a theater kid would describe a journalist.
You're a bard.
Yes. That is what a bard is, a theater journalist. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fantastic. We're going to go through one more time through our whole list, and I want y'all to tell me, and this is a complete, like, kind of a melee a little bit here. We're going to talk about what your relationships are to each other and why y'all find yourselves walking along together on a Saturday morning near Tobias Sharp Middle School. So, Cece, what is your relationship to Nettle, Layla, and Stephanie?
Okay, I'm going to start with Stephanie because I feel like we have been friends our entire lives.
Yes.
Like, it's one of those things, we met in pre-K and that was it. Like, that was, it was end game, done, BFF thing. Nettle, I think that Cece wants to get to know Nettle, but is kind of shy and a little bit nervous and mm-hmm. doesn't want to, like, pressure her. So I would count her definitely as a friend, but not, like, super close.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she's not intimidated by Layla, but she's annoyed by her. Like, she, especially because she hangs out with Miranda, and Miranda makes Cece's life a living hell. She doesn't even really give Layla much of a thought because she's like, oh, no, she just hangs out with Miranda.
We're going to have to find some good hooks in here for Layla because I feel like she's the... really an outlier in this whole thing. So,
I have an idea.
Okay, cool. We'll get there in a couple seconds, I'm sure.
Yep.
What about Nettle?
I think for Nettle, it's one of those situations where... my experience during school was that the people I was... This is going to sound depressing, and I don't mean it that way. But the people I was friends with, I considered them very close friends, but they considered me, like, slightly friends.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. for I feel like for different kids that like intensity yeah. differs, mm-hmm. And I think for Nettle she is she has this relationship I think with both Stephanie and Cece where for Nettle they feel like really intense friendships, but Nettle isn't like a very open person, so it makes sense for the opposite to be kind of like acquaintance level or like low tier friendship. I think she's very wary of Layla.
Okay, I dig that. All right, Joe, tell me how Layla fits into any of this mess.
So thankfully this setting exists, and the fact that Port Avalon is the worst really lends into this.
How dare you?
Look, man, you made it. You know exactly what you did.
I love this city with all of my broken, bleeding heart.
So I think because of that, like, Layla has this whole thing of if there's something weird going on, she wants to fix it, but is self-effacing enough to realize that she can't do it on her own. So she's kind of asked around about like people outside of her social circle of just people who can do things, like, for example, like computers and all that fun stuff, and has basically kind of attached herself to them just for these kind of investigations, not so much as like hanging out during school, but has kind of latched on basically using them, manipulating them. Like, that's kind of how it would seem, but she is just genuinely worried about her future and the future of some other people.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. That makes sense. Stephanie, how do you tie into these people?
I am old friends with Cece, and even if we haven't been involved in a lot of the same, like, activities and clubs at school and hobbies, Stephanie always makes time for her. We probably have slumber parties, like,
every week.
Like,
that's a
probably
lot.
Like once a month during the school year and all the time during the summer.
And like, I'll act in some of your shows, and like, you'll come to trivia nights and stuff with me.
I bet Stephanie is pretty good at trivia. Like, any kind of theater or movie trivia, she is excellent at. But like, actual scientific facts, no way.
They just complement each other really well.
Yeah. And Stephanie is fascinated with Nettle. She's fascinated with Nettle's unique story, just growing up as an orphan with no true family and no true home. She's fascinated with the story, and I think she's still... She's 13, she's immature, she's still learning to recognize Nettle as another complete, real, legitimate human person like herself, and not just, oh, a story that walks around on two legs and is good at gym class.
That's very, very
That
good.
Is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she is interested in Layla, but a little bit wary because she can tell that Layla has power and has pull. And she doesn't want another Bianca Robard situation on her hands where somebody could, if they wanted to, steal every theatrical role out from under her. Like, she doesn't know if Layla is interested in theater, but she knows that if Layla was, Layla could get it based on her powers alone. So she's like, she thinks Layla is cool, but also she's like, she's got one eye on her.
That's amazing. That's very great. Okay. If Stephanie doesn't end up dating Ron Mann in high school, man, does she and Cece need to date? Okay. Shipping that.
Oh, my God.
Right out of the dock. Okay. So, we've established all this. We've established these characters. I imagine this episode will edit down to something digestible. This is where we're going to call it for this episode. But on Saturday, you can expect the second part of this, where we actually have an investigation with these just no reason for them to be friends, teen detectives.
I tried, man.
No, but I think y'all made some really cool stuff that I am interested to see how it works. So, we'll see y'all on Saturday.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.